Good to have you with us on Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. We continue to celebrate the 20th season of Red Barn Radio, and tonight we welcome you to show number 762. Our guest this week is Nat Myers, and if you love the blues, this is the show you've been waiting for. Nat Myers is from Kenton County, Kentucky, which is in the northern part of the state and the third largest of our Commonwealth counties, next to Jefferson, which is where Louisville is, and Fayette, Lexington, our home. Nat is a talented interpreter of traditional fingerstyle acoustic blues, but he's developed a great repertoire of his own, songs, stories set to a music that harkens back to the early 1900s. Nat's delivery follows in the footsteps of players like Blind Lemon Jefferson, Mississippi Fred McDowell, and his favorite Charlie Patton. Time passes, but the blues remain. Tonight, the blues is here with us from Kenton County, Kentucky. Welcome, Mr. Nat Myers, to the Red Barn stage.
It is what it is. I'm born in a drive-through town. My cigarettes off the ground, you know me, dear, what it is, you ain't lonesome, lonesome too, gonna get your name tattooed, you know me, dear, what it is, something about the way you done, shining like the morning sun, bring the showers, showers of rain, oh, it don't, I take a greyhound where you ain't been found. Find me a better care, you know me, is what it is, and I finally pawn the shoes, use a walk away from you, know me, dear, what it is, we are reading a sent on Santa. What did the writer think? Know me, dear, what it is. If you don't want me no more, come and take my right hand, my weeping willow moan. I finally pawned the shoes down. Is what it is. And I finally pawned the shoes. Used to walk away from you. Know me, hear what it is. Said you don't want me no more. Come and take my right hand, my weeping willow moan. Well, one more time around. Dear, what it is. I was born to drive the town. Give my cigarettes off the ground. You know me, dear, what it is. Said you don't want me no more. Come and take my right hand, my weeping willow moan. Oh, well, don't. I told you it is what it is. Something like that.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's premier cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
If you're just joining in, our guest this evening is Nat Myers. Music critic Nicholas Williams from American Songcaster says this, Nat Myers' style is homemade and unplugged. He's an artist that transports listeners to a forgotten time with an effervescent and authentic candor. Nat plays and sings in an unforgettable way, and I hope once you watch or listen to this evening's program, folks, you'll take some action and let him know how much you enjoyed it. Tonight, at least a few of the tunes he'll play come from Hobo Wine and Remedy Blues, released less than a year ago. Welcome back, Nat Myers, to Red Barn Radio. Is our guest this evening. He's from Kenton County, Kentucky. He's been pretty busy over the past couple of years. He's been touring with Willie Watson from Old Crow Medicine Show and now Langhorne Slim. You were a baby in Missouri, Nat, but did most of your growing up in Kenton County, that Kentucky place that some people mistake for Ohio.
So I got an older brother. He's 14 years my senior, so I think he's about 45 now. He lives up in Boston. I got a half-brother. He's in the Air Force. He works for JAG. He's a JAG lawyer. My dad came from, I think, Fort Wayne, but I think the Myers side of my family, the White side of my family, is from the Ozarks around, I believe. My mom's from Pusan, South Korea. She's born in 52. Uh-huh. She came over here, I think, around 69, 70, something like that. I was born in Kansas City, but most of the things, honestly, I remember are just Kentucky side. It's interesting that you said that about Northern Kentucky, you know, mistaken for Ohio, but I'm sure some folks in Southern Ohio get mistaken for Kentucky sometimes, too.
Yeah, I suppose so, right? I suppose it goes both ways.
Yeah.
My darling, tell me your history. Darling, wanna get drunk sipping on your poetry. My darling soul, ooh, speaking in rhyme, when they start sipping on the hobo wine. My darling, I'm a simple man, need me a bona fide dog, gonna understand. My darling soul, ooh, sweet and kind, ain't nobody in a show as hell, ain't no cloud. My dog. My darling sipping nitroglycerine, asking for water, gonna give him gasoline. My darling, who rocking chair, got no straight leg, dog, gonna rock over there. My darling, show you something never seen before. Daddy gonna walk in the room like a dog on all four. My darling, show is kind and sweet. When they start talking better than shaking sugary. Oh, my dog, something about the way you done. My dog, let go, can't Kentucky, gonna have some fun. Gonna get drunk, dawn, gonna look up at the sun. My dog, let go, ooh, have some fun. Dawn, we gonna get drunk, look up at the sun. My dog, I go to the riverside. Throw my gun in the cage, cat be fun fire. Oh, my dog, I do declare. My dog, then tell me your history. Darling, wanna get drunk sipping on your poetry. My darling song, ooh, speaking in rhyme, when they start sipping on the whole wine. Something like that.
My parents aren't really too into music. My brother was in the college marching band, stuff like that. I really got playing music kind of by myself. And my way into music, honestly, came from poetry. In between writing poems or working on verses, I was just kind of dinking around on the guitar, and eventually I figured out, you know, this is actually a perfect way to start doing it. And,
was that as early as middle school?
I started playing around when I was 13. That's when my parents, I'm left-handed, so I was playing on some like right-handed guitars, just kind of upside down for a little bit. But when I was about 13, my mom got me a cheap old one of them, like, plywood Gibson. I think it's a Gibson. Oh. But you know, like the starter kit kind of stuff. And
yeah,
I didn't start till really playing music kind of like more serious until maybe like right out of college. So
in the earliest days when you were fiddling around with music, were you just sort of doing kid stuff, just stuff you played on, you heard on the radio and you like to check out?
When I was little, I used to turn the volume up when my folks was out work. I used to turn the volume up on stuff like Sublime or Minor Threat and stuff, and just like air guitar to myself like I was on a stage. And I think, you know, this is less kind of how I got started. So,
well, I knew a honcho 20 years out the pokey, he was living on the fringe, spent his days cockfighting, tasting his darling's old house. Said, darling, we're gonna get rich. Then he burnt that stead on down, collect that little gal life insurance. Romeo, Romeo, where in the world is the Romeo?
Where is he, Brad? You know where he is.
That baby blue zoot suit with the shoulder pad that make him look 6 feet wide, and illusion rose pin beside his lap will underneath his bolo tie. Romeo, Romeo, where in the world is the Romeo? Oh, where is he now? That fight I was in was over a woman, her new man shot me through and through. But that hole that he left in me, man, like nothing that she done, nothing like an exit wound. Romeo, Romeo, where in the world is the Romeo? When I rise with my body at my feet, man in the moon let down his silver chain, I climb up as he starts to sing. Romeo, Romeo, where in the world is the Romeo?
going back to those early days, I'm wondering, were there other kids in that neighborhood you connected with? You have good memories of friends and neighbors you had?
You know, I didn't really hang out with too many folks in my subdivision. I grew up in Villa Hills, which is named after the Villa Madonna Academy up there. The nuns live up there. Most of my friends that I grew up with, they lived in Ludlow and Bromley. So those are two cities right along the river, just a little west of Covington. So when I was like 15, 16, music's always been a real personal thing to me. It's kind of been something I do in my Tom Joad hole. A lot of my friends were really into folk music, and I remember they had this gig together when they's 14, 15 called Front Porch Folk. And so kind of efficient friend named Bobby, he always had the drive to put on things. So he did this thing called Hullabaloo up where I'm from for a couple years, just a small, you know, 100, 200 people. You know, the friends kind of play music. So that's honestly where I got started into working it on my own, just because, you know, I maybe it's just competition a little bit, but it's like all my friends can play out a little bit, like why can't I get a little nifty on the guitar too, you know?
Yeah, so
When God hawk into your third eye, you hawk right back and you climb from cloud nine. Your mama, she would know backers bitter, ain't been right since the old blue dog get bitter. You got hit back when you was 23 to a long hauler in a shotgun wedding. 3 decades on and he got the black lung. Kerr Fillmore for the good that he done. Try again next season, next year. Out in the rain where you can't see my tears. Out in the rain where you can't see my tears. You were dreaming all about his reincarnation, coming back to earth as a lonely crustacean. Preachers say his soul gonna flee Babylon. How come the psychics say his ghost drinking bottles of bomb? Siding his saying like a step at a time, spoonful of sugar worth a lifetime of ride. Damn them torpedo, honey, full steam ahead. Get through the life, we gonna wind up dead. Try again next season, next year. Out in the rain where you can't see the tears. Out in the rain where you can't see the tears. Remember your love, new life flower in May. Let them false things with their feet made of clay. Steal your fortune, saved on a scratch off and die. So you ain't ever gotta work until the next life. If the good Lord book you no longer abide, don't let the devil know that you ain't even trying. Bear me under a bed of roses, dance on my coffin like they does in New Orleans. Try again next season, next year. Out in the rain where you can't see the tears. Out in the rain where you can't see the tears. Try again next season. Out in the rain where you can't see my tears. Out in the rain where you can't see the tears.
All right. Were there other kids in your neighborhood and in your school who you felt looked like you?
Oh, no, man. No? No, not really at all. I mean, I think there were maybe two Asian folks who went to my school. There weren't really many African-American people, neither. I mainly grown up in a kind of white environs. You know, most of the people I've grown up with, they don't look like me, but whether or not it's on purpose or anything, you kind of feel like a foreigner in your own land a little bit, you know. I didn't really take to too much because that's why I started hanging out with cats from Ludlow and Bromley, which is just a little further from my house. But, you know, kids on my block would, like, steal my Pokemon cards and stuff like that, you know. So I always describe it as, you know, get country real quick up there, too. A lot of the roads and such is named after the old families and their actual, like, kids in your school and stuff that you grow up with. So I think I really kind of kept to myself when it came to writing the music a little bit. I had this real good friend, John McAfee. It was one time, probably when we were 15, he pulled out an old Remington typewriter out of his, like, clothes closet to give it to me. But I remember he was doing a jig to Bumming Around, this song by, I'm blanking on the name, but I remember thinking to myself, like, man, if I can make some music to make, like, folks move like that, then I think I'd be real happy about it. But musical interests of my friends dictated where I came from a lot. I used to listen to a lot of punk and a lot of hardcore and pop punk, stuff like that. It's real popular where I'm from. The transition, I guess, is just kind of like I always admire folks who can play it like note for note. You know, if you can play a Roscoe Holcomb song or, you know, a Doc Boggs song, like pitch perfect. Like, to me, you're a better musician than I am. It's something that I admire. Most of my stuff's just kind of, knick-knacking off greater musicians, I suppose, from back in the day. I've always been interested in history as well. I think that's one of the reasons why I started getting more into the pre-war. And honestly, my punk background, because I think kind of the punkest thing you can be doing right now is listening to Karl Martin, you know, on YouTube videos and stuff, so. My baby got the rod, I got the pick, tell me where done, I'm gonna dig, 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 tell me your name, where to dig my well. My old Ottavine honey sure do cure dry spell. When the new DePaul come a boogie in him, my baby gonna make a living divining, tell me your name, where to dig my well. My water vine and honey sure do cure dry spell. I told you all about my willow witch woman. No water in your hole, my baby gonna bring it gushing clean and cold. Tell me your name, where to dig my well. My water vine and honey sure do cure dry spell. Willow witch since the day she born, now she doodle bugging far from home. Tell me your name, where to dig my well. My water vine and honey sure do cure dry spell. I told you. I'll tell you twice. All about my. You know, I went to Dixie Heights High School on Dixie Highway, Turkey Foot Middle School on Turkey Foot. And I got a helping hand from folks who kind of recognize that I got the muse or I got something in me that's kind of like wants to be more than just like, you know, work day and I guess when I get older. I mean, they try to cultivate that a lot. You know, Chris Gillis over at Dixie Heights High School, or Miss McCormick, my history teacher, actually telling me like what kind of direction I want to go in, you know. Writing poetry was mainly the thing. You know, I'd skip my German class in my lunch break so I could go hang out with Chris Gillis and he could read to me poems. Or, you know, even the Scholastic contest, you know, he'd be reading what all the other students were doing at the other schools, and if he liked something, he'd read their poetry to me and stuff. And so I definitely owe a lot to the teachers I've encountered, I guess, because I didn't really have no direction until, you know, until I was a little older, I guess. I had this one teacher, his name was John Fisher. He worked at Louisville. I remember I'd written like an essay or something like that. He was teaching epic Greek poetry to us.
Is this in college?
Yeah, in college in Louisville. Yeah. And he took me aside after class one day, and he was like, "You write poetry, don't you?" Just from reading what I was doing. And he was like, "What have you read? Have you read any of the ancients? Have you read any of this stuff?" And, you know, the Homeric quality of poetry, which I think is like one of the highest forms, really kind of like, seeing that there was no wall between, you know, performing music and poetry, that, you know, we've kind of dissected them a little and made them different genres or different disciplines or whatever, but they're, like, very much the same, I think. You know, and this is not knocking none of the poets I studied with or I've read or none, but I think a lot of the poets I know nowadays are playing on guitars and they're singing for folks right now and touring around the world, so...
me, Dawn, who your remedy? Tell me, honey, who your remedy? You ain't got no remedy. Come and take a hold of me. Worried, Dawn, I'm worried all the time. Worried, honey, I'm worried all the time. Thirteen days until I quit my quarantine. Maul my wall, honey, bed bug in my overhaul. Maul my wall, honey, bed bug in my overhaul. Woke up the morning, my remedy ain't hit all. Your mask and gloves. Tell me, honey, who get your mask and gloves. Six feet too far, quarantine from the one I love. Up the morning, honey, read the morning news. Tell me, honey, I read the morning news. Them quarantine and blue.
Back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.